apologize for the delay or technical issues. Tonight, I want to share with you some incredible chizuk into our role. There are times we think where fathers, where mothers, Baruch Hashem, and perhaps the people out there that are doing such amazing things, changing the world, they must be so incredible and so amazing. You know, we're just making lunches. We're just doing carpools. We're just doing things like that. Sometimes seems tedious and maybe not so inspiring. So I want to share with you a thought that we about the importance of what we do and how there is nothing more important. When we daven Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, we go ahead and we say in this chus of Yukach no Ma'at Mayim, the pasuk in this week's parasha, where Avraham Avinu takes water and serves his guests. And we say in the schus of Yukach no Ma'at Mayim, in that schus, Hashem give us rain. Which is interesting because Avraham Avinu there sent a shliach and Hashem was not happy. Why do we mention the schus that Avraham did not fill up the water himself, but he had a shliach, a messenger, fill up the water? The Mishnah in Avos tells us that there was a special chibur yaseira, a love that Hashem had for Avram. And the Mefarshim tell us, it's a pasuk in this week's parasha, Hashem says, I love Avram, which it doesn't say anywhere else. It says, ki yidativ, which Rashi says is lashon chibur, I love. Why? Laman asher yitzava es bono ves beis ha'achrav. You know what I love about Avram Avinu more than anyone else in the entire world? Avraham Avinu was busy with the chinuch of his children. Noach, Shem, Ve'eber. Shem Ve'eber had a yeshiva. They are not the fathers of Klal Yisrael. Noach was not. Why? They were very, very busy. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Chofetz Chaim in Chaimus Hadas says, you know what the problem was with yeshiva Shem Ve'eber? That's what Yaakov went to learn. How come we never heard anything from Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Says the Chofetz Chaim, they were self-centered growing people. They were only focused on their own growth and they didn't pay attention to their kids. The Meshech Chochma writes, this is the source. The source of Chinuch takes place right here. Avraham Avinu goes and he sends his son to get water. He sends his son to go bring the cow. The mistake people make is they think they're not supposed to give up their own spirituality for the sake of their kids. The Chasam Sofer says, you know what made Avraham Avinu the first special person? He was the first one that said, I will give up for my own growth, for my own success, for my kids. And the Chasam Sofer in a famous Shabbat Shuvah Drasha pleaded with the people and he said, don't make the same mistake of Noach and Shem and Aver. They all were so busy growing. You have to be willing to give up. Avraham Avinu said, I'll give up doing chesed to inspire my children. This year is the year of Hakel, the year after Shemitah, where there's a mitzvah to take our children up to the base of Mikdash on Sukkot to hear once every 7 years, the year after Shemitah, to hear the laning. The Gemara says, bring your kids. It says in the Pasuk, and the Gemara says, why kids? They're going to ruin it. It's a once in a 7 year event. Let everyone sit inspired and to enjoy it. Says the Gemara, no. What's the schar? The schar is that parents are willing to give up their own growth for their kids to see the Kohen Gadol, for their kids to see the Melech. That's worth it all. This is the lesson from Avraham Avinu. Why is Avraham Avinu called the Av? And Sarah Yemenu called an Aim? And Yitzhak and Rivka and Yaakov, they were the ones that began. Litin Tzchar, Lemevian. So many times people, I watch people, they daven incredibly serious, focused. Their kids sitting next to them, they're oblivious. Their kids come, they daven, they don't. And I've asked them, like, you got to pay attention. Like, I'm davening now, I can't be busy. Doesn't make sense. Tzadik katomor yifroch ke'erez malvonayn. Which tree is taller, a cedar tree or a tamar or a palm tree? The answer is a cedar tree. Cedar tree is taller, but it doesn't give fruit. A palm tree is shorter. The cedar tree uses all of its energy to shoot higher himself, so he has no fruit. This is what we need to do. A person has to learn from Avraham Avinu, who the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this week's parashah, Yedatev, says Rashi, I love him. There's 100 reasons you could fill into the blanks why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham. The reason the Pasuk gives in this week's parashah is Kiyedatev Laman Ashetzov as Barnabas Ben Ezach, because he's busy with his kids. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, think about the future. Parents that love their children, think about their kids' future. If you love Hashem, think about Hashem's future. If you are not going to put the time into your kids and give up from yourself, from your ruchnias even, and especially from your gashmias, give up the thing you really want to do so you can spend more time with your kids. The Gemara in Gittin tells us a very cute minhag. In the city of Beitar, when a baby was born, they planted a cedar tree, a male plant tree, and a female plant for the girls. It was wood, and it grew for those first 20 years of their life. At their wedding, they used to cut them down and build a chuppah from those two pieces of wood. Now, you know, it sounds very nice, but what's the depth behind this minhag? And I saw something beautiful. The depth is that they both grew for 20 years, and we go ahead and we say, we're willing now to give up our growth, to give up our success in business, whatever it is. We'll have to cut that down and make a chuppah to put it into our children. What is the lesson of Parshas Vayera? What the Torah tells us about Hashem's love for Avram, because Avram was busy with his kids chinuch. We start off with a question that by Geshem it says, Yukach no ma'at mayim. In the schus of Avram Avinu sending Yishmael to go ahead and bring the water, to go ahead and shech the cow, that's the schus we're bringing. Yes, Ravino wanted to do that chesed so badly, but he said, no, I'm going to let my kids do it. That's not. This is why we need to go ahead and internalize this idea. We have to remember a person has to go into sacrifice. If you love Hashem, that's where it comes. Every one of us has to make these decisions so many times a day. There's things we want to do in Ruchnias and things we want to do in Gashmias. And we have a choice. We're like, okay, what do we do? And what? What we do is we go ahead and we say, we're giving that up. Avraham Avinu was willing to give up his whole legacy. Avraham Avinu was the whole Aseres, the whole 10 Nisyonis that Avraham Avinu went through. It's all Avinu. We today have the ability to overcome Nisyonis because Avraham Avinu did that. That is the lesson that we have to walk out of this week's parasha. The merit we live on till today. What makes it that Avraham was our forefather and not Shame, not Aver, not Noach. Why? Why is that? Because they were all very self-centered. Being a parent is the ultimate selflessness. But unfortunately, it's not the case everywhere. Parents can't be bothered with this. Parents can't be bothered with that. Avraham Avinu let every single thing bother him for the sake of his kids. That's the lesson. The next time you have your Nisayin, you want to do this, you want to do this. Remember how the Chassam Sofer pleaded with his people, with his shul, his city. We need to go ahead and remember. This is what made Abraham Avinu the person he was. He focused on his children to the point, and his children reciprocated. Everyone has to understand that it's not the children reciprocate. I've said this a number of times. When Abraham Avinu and Abimelech sign a pact, there's a very off-centered pact here. Abraham Avinu tells Abimelech, me and my four generations will not fight with you. Abimelech says only me. And if you look at the deal, some Zayper points out, it's off. How can Abimelech demand from Abraham Avinu four generations? That means Abraham Avinu had the impact on his great-grandchildren that they would listen to him. And Abimelech told Avram, I can't get my kids to listen to me. Avram, you're the selfless father who your kids see your dedication to them, they'll listen to you. And Avram Avinu said, you're right. He committed that for four generations his kids will not disobey him. It means all the generations that saw him. The power of chinuch. When a child sees, people think, you're going to go ahead and you're busy and you throw your child a $10 bill. Go buy a drink, go buy a soda, go watch this, go watch that. Your kid's happy. Your kid's crying. When your kid sees that you put down the phone when he comes in, he or she comes in. When your kid sees that you go ahead and give up your social life that you wanted to go with your friend because he needs to be learned with. He has a test tomorrow to be prepared with. She has homework that has to be done with her. That's love. And that's when you can get kids to do what you want. Everyone's figuring out ways to do it. Let your kids see that they're number one. Put down whatever's disturbing you. Because that's how Abraham Avinu was able to tell Abimelech, I can guarantee four generations in this week's parasha, they won't touch, they will obey me. Because he was the chinuch person. That's the lesson we have to internalize. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should remember what our investment in life is. This is the number one role. Abraham Avinu, from all the things he did kiruv for thousands of people. He went ahead and he did chesed for who knows how many people. When the Torah says, L'man yidate, which Rashi means, I love him. Why? One line. The only person in the Torah that says Hashem loved, Abraham Ahuvi. L'man yidate, because he's yitzava as Barnabas Bechrav. He commands his children to follow him, because he's a dedicated parent. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. We will get inspired from Abraham Avinu. We will be zeichet to have the nachas and the kids. And Metzashem, we should be zeichet that our children and great-grandchildren should all go in our ways and the Derech HaTorah. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.